My name is Charles Hopper. I want to go ahead and I want to again welcome everyone who may have just joined us on this wonderful Zoom that we have today. This is our welcome to our Southwest Regional Zoom link here. I'm excited about what we're going to be having today. I'm excited about our speakers, and it is my great pleasure. My honor to bring this link here to start us off. Our first presenter for the day, who is going to be talking about the opportunity as well as the service that we have. Ladies and gentlemen, I have so much respect for this gentleman. He is what we call a $200,000 ring earner. That just means he's helping a lot of people with this service and with this opportunity. He's also the network vice president over not one, not two, but three states, the states of Utah, Nevada, and Colorado. He's my good friend. Finally got a chance to meet him in person here over the last couple of years. He's also part of our prestigious millionaire club. That means him and his family have made over $1 million in his time with Legal Shield, actually multiple millions. So I'm going to step aside and I'm going to bring to the virtual stage, ladies and gentlemen, network vice president over three states, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Hall. Sir, the call is yours.
Thank you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is.
Murph, you are having too much fun back there. Too much fun. Man, this is awesome. I don't know who's running the sound and everything like that, but you're making us look professional. This is like really, really cool. Like, I'm used to a lot less technology. I'm technology challenged. I usually got to get my kids to help me out with something. So this is really fun to see all the talents in this region come together to pull off this event. So I know what I need to do. I need to pull up my presentation. So I'm going to do a quick screen share and grab my presentation. And boom, there we go. And so you guys should all be seeing the Southwest Regional Super Saturday. Good, we're up and going there and stuff. And then the next slide would be an amazingly beautiful family. We're all on the same slide? Then you're looking at my family. I was worried we might be looking at Murph's family for a second, but we're looking at my family. I'm the guy in the middle, the good-looking one, if you can't tell, my beautiful wife, and eight amazing children that just make my life so happy. I'm very blessed to be a stay-at-home dad and have amazing kids, amazing wife. Now you can see that my kids all get their good looks from me because their mom still has hers. Boom, boom, the rim shot. All right. I'll be here all week, guys, all week. But let me go back and do a little bit of background on myself, because there's probably a few new people and they're like wondering, who is this crazy guy? My background is I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. Did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And the reason is when I was about 16, my father was diagnosed with cancer. I was one of nine children at home. I was one of the oldest ones. And so while he was in the VA hospital system going through the radiation and the chemotherapy and the surgeries to save his life, there was no income coming in. Quite honestly, the cars got repossessed in the middle of the night, and then the sheriff's department showed up at our house, informed us that our house had been sold at a public auction and that we had to vacate the premises within the next 24 hours. And, you know, my parents had always told me, go to school, get good grades, get a good resume so you can someday get a good job. And that was true for their generation. You worked for a company and retired with a golden watch and a pension plan and everything else like that. But there was something a little bit more important that phase of my life, and it was just survival. You know, somebody had to go put food on the table and pay the bills. So being the oldest male in the house, I dropped out of school. I went to get a job, and what I found out is that I was worth minimum wage without even a high school diploma. And that's where I stayed for many years, just trading time for money, usually working two or three jobs at one time. In fact, at the age of 21, I still have my paycheck stubs in my memory book, and it shows me I was making $4.25 an hour. $4.25 an hour. And that's the time in my life where I met my wife. Now, one thing I know for sure, She's not a gold digger. And you can guarantee that when you're making $4.25 an hour, she wasn't marrying me for my money. So it had to be the looks or the humor or the muscles. It was something else that attracted her to me because it wasn't the paycheck. And all of a sudden, we were introduced to the home-based business industry for the first time. Now, it wasn't Legal Shield. It was another company. It was a health and wellness product-driven company. But here's what I fell in love with. I fell in love with this concept of work when you want, with who you want, from the comfort of your home, no boss, no employees, no limits on how much money you can make. That's what I fell in love with. The challenge is to stay in this company. I had to put my credit card down and get on this thing called AutoShip. And each month they would send me $150 to $200 worth of stuff just to stay active in the company. Well, it was just me and my wife. We couldn't consume this stuff. And so, you know, next month, another box would show up and we still hadn't even finished the first box. Next month, another box would show up. And again, we still hadn't furnished the first box. And man, we stayed in that company for a few years until my credit card wouldn't clear anymore because it was maxed out because of the auto ship. So they kicked me out of the company and that didn't work. We never made any money in that company. And then I was introduced to another company. And this was, again, in the mid-1990s. When we used to have landlines and stuff like that. And there was this company called XL Telecommunications, and they were selling landline services at a cheaper rate. And so we got involved with them. Anyhow, long story short, they went out of business because everyone got cell phones. We never made hardly any money in that company. And then I got involved with a startup company, Grand Level. You know, I'm here at pre-launch phase. Well, they never even got off the business. They got shut down by the AG's office. Apparently they were illegal. And never made any money in that company. And then I got invited to a presentation at a hotel, and I show up there and they had a computer plugged into a projector and then a telephone cord that went over and plugged into the wall. And the gentleman in front of the room said, how many of you have ever been on the World Wide Web? And like nobody raised their hand. And he goes, I'm going to introduce you to something that's going to totally change your life. And then he got on his computer and he dialed a phone number and he called somewhere on his computer. And then it started chinging and purring and pinging. And he had a dial-up modem, probably had his CD for his 50 hours of free AOL time on there or something else like that. But all of a sudden I saw the internet for the very first time. And I'd never been on the web. I'd heard about it, but I'd never been on the web. And he showed me how you could go to his website and you could click on products and put them in your shopping cart and check out. And within 3 weeks, they'd be delivered to your house. And we were like blown away. We're like, oh my gosh, this is like George Jetson technology. We were amazed that he went shopping without leaving the house to go shopping. And then he started reading articles from like Forbes, Money, Inc., Fortune, periodicals that I respected. And they all said the same thing. The internet's going to change your life. And billionaires will be created because of this one thing, the internet. And I started to get goosebumps. And he's like, how many of you would like to own a piece of this technology? And oh man, we're all like, everybody's hands up. He says, tonight, we're going to make that possible. For one time investment of only $5,000, you can own your own virtual mall. Oh my gosh, me and my wife, we had one credit card left. It was for emergency purposes only. And my wife happened to be at home. So all the stars had perfectly lined up. I grabbed that card, I slammed it down, and I bought a virtual mall. I went home the proud owner of my own mall. I owned my own freaking mall. Now I had to explain to my wife what I bought. I don't know, husbands, have you ever been there? So first of all, my wife ain't never even been on the web. And I got to explain what the mall, my virtual mall is. I tried as hard as I could to explain what a virtual mall is. She quickly explained where the virtual couch was. And she was furious that I had done this to us four times in a row now. And she also reminded me that for us to now go shop at my new mall that I owned, we had to have a computer, but we can't buy a computer because we maxed out the credit cards doing home-based businesses. So we have to now drive to the library to shop at my mall, which means we have to drive past Walmart and Kmart and Sears and everywhere else that we could have just picked up the crap to get to the library to buy our crap, to wait 3 weeks for it to be shipped to us. And I'm like, wow, this doesn't sound like a very good business deal that I got us into. Nobody ever went to my mall. I didn't even shop at my own mall. And we never made any money. It took me over 3 years at 20-something percent interest to pay off that mall. And that's when my wife took away my credit card. She took away my debit card. She took away my man card. She took every card she could find in my wallet. And she made sure that I took that oath. We will never, ever, ever do another home-based business ever again. So help me God. And that's where I was. November 29th, 1999, a lady named Linda, a good friend, showed up at our house with a VHS videotape about Legal Shield. And she said, "Dave, I've got something to show you. It's going to take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested." And I thought, oh my gosh, it's one of those. I cannot take this. I can't do another one of those. My wife is going to kill me if I even look at this. But out of respect for Linda, I knew I had to just look to say I can't do it. So I went and told my wife, "Hey, Linda's here. She's got a video. She wants to show us. I know it's one of those things, but we don't have the money. We don't got no friends. We got no time. We've tried four of them. They don't work. We're not doing it." She goes, "Okay, agreed." So we pinky swore on that, and we went and sat down in the living room knowing we're going to say no. And about 15 minutes later, all of a sudden, my wife's nudging me with her elbow, and she says, "Hey, this company will do your will, your living will, your healthcare power of attorney, all these things at no cost. If you're a member, we don't even have our own will, and we got two kids." She's like, "We need to get the service." And I'm like thinking, whatever happened to the pinky swear? I mean, we weren't going to do this, and now my wife's telling me we are going to do it. And so we got the membership. I started mentioning to some friends that we had it. They said, "How do we get it?" I'm like, "Well, let me figure that part out." So then we signed up as an associate, part-time, 5-10 hours a week, just casually started doing this. Within a few months, it was paying me more than my job. So we transitioned, went full-time with the company. Our second year, we made a 6-figure income. And as Mr. Hopper mentioned, you know, today it's a multiple 6-figure income. Today, you know, stay-at-home dad with 8 amazing kids. I think the 8 amazing kids are a byproduct from being a stay-at-home dad, quite honestly. But anyhow, that's how life is now today. And now I get to jump in and talk to you about your opportunity, your journey. If you like what you see here with Legal Shield. Now, if I ask most people, what is this? Typical response is, that's a taxi. Well, the truth is, it's really just a yellow car. It's not a taxi, but it symbolizes what we used to remember as the taxi industry. That is completely being replaced today by something that is simpler, easier, and more affordable. We know that as Uber, Lyft, things like that. Funny thing is, about 10 years ago, most Americans never even heard the word Uber, but yet today they transport more Americans around the world than any other company, and they're valued at over $72 billion. I think we'd all like to split up a piece of that. For decades, I used to go down to this store for family home entertainment. You know, we'd rent one movie for the little kids, a different movie for the teenagers. Maybe me and my wife even watched a movie or binge watched a season or two. And then all of a sudden, this app came out called Netflix. And we thought, what the heck is that? But I found out there's no lines. There's no late fees. I don't have to drive down there in the middle of the winter or the middle of the summer or whatever it might be. I could stream it right to my phone, right to my iPad, right to my laptop, or to my smart TV in my theater room. I can pause it, come back a week later, pick up right where I left off. For about 10 bucks a month, I could watch 1,000 movies if you got the time. I started looking at this going, oh my gosh, this is so much better. Again, simpler, easier, more affordable. Why would I not do that? Within about a year, almost every Blockbuster in America was out of business. And today that company is valued at over $150 billion. When I was a kid, we used to go to this place called the library for information, usually in the form of a book. And then all of a sudden, this little tiny company in Texas said, well, what if we just sent the book to you instead of you coming for the book? Again, simpler, easier, more affordable. That worked out so well, they got into clothes and housewares and pet supplies, sporting goods. Oh my gosh, there's not a week that goes by that Amazon doesn't show up at my house a few different times. And imagine if there was something like a pandemic that broke out and people didn't want to go to the store. And they said, I wish someone would just send the stuff to my home. How that could catch on. That company today is valued at over $1 trillion. Again, disruptive innovators. keep that in mind as we talk about the justice system today. Do you realize it hasn't changed in almost 3,000 years? Greece and Rome were the first civilizations to come up with this new concept called the rule of law. Basically, the foundation of this is that average people had rights, inalienable rights. So your farm, your home, your personal property was all protected. The government couldn't kind of just seize it or do things like that. The problem is most of these people didn't even know how to read, let alone understand what their rights were. Then a few hundred years ago, our founding fathers took these concepts from these brilliant men that had been kind of massaging it for a few thousand years and said, we also believe you have inalienable rights given to you by God. Protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that the government can't just come in and seize your property or your neighbors or mobs and things like that. Once again, though, the problem was most people didn't understand what their rights were. The wealthy people did. They always had access to these things. But if you don't know what your rights are, it's the same as not having any rights. But now we have an app that we put on your phone. It's as simple as touching a button, and you can have access to your legal rights. We have almost 800 employees that work at our corporate office in Oklahoma that take care of us and help us with any situations that come up. We've been around since 1972. We already protect almost 4.5 million lives across the United States and Canada with highly qualified, dedicated law firms in all 50 states and all provinces and territories in Canada. Now, I was 28 years old hearing about this company for the first time, and I thought to myself, now, Dave, why on earth would you ever buy a legal plan? You know, I hadn't been to jail in almost 3 weeks. Okay, that was a joke in case you didn't know me. But here's how they did ask it. They said, Dave, have you ever signed a contract or a document or had a landlord or tenant issue or been overcharged or treated unfairly, received a traffic ticket, been concerned about your child's identity in a data breach, real estate transactions, or just needed your estate planning done? I found myself saying yes to every single one of these situations. So if I'm having all these situations, why am I not using attorneys? And it came down to one simple reason. I couldn't afford it. It was just out of my budget. But what if we had an app that had a biometric login so it read your face or your fingerprint so nobody else could access your app? And from that app, you could touch one button and you could have things like unlimited legal advice on any personal issue, letters and phone calls on your behalf, contract and document review, IRS audit protection, lawsuit protection if someone tried to sue you, family services. Now, this part does have a 90-day waiting period before that kicks in, but we all know someone who's gone through an uncontested divorce, adoption, separation, name change, annulment, and spent thousands of dollars. If they would have simply been a member for 90 days, we would have covered that. On top of that, we also do document uploads. So before you buy that car, that cell phone, that credit card application, that apartment lease, before you sign those documents, say, you know what? I need my attorney to review these. Take a picture of them and upload them right to your law firm. Let me give you some examples on how my family has used this. Back in January, our company had an all-expense-paid trip to Orlando. It was just absolutely amazing. But my family wanted to stay an extra week. We took the kids, wanted to hit Disney World and, you know, the beaches and some other places. So we stayed an extra week, and we rented a minivan, and we crisscrossed the state of Florida. And when we were done with our vacation, we went back to the car rental place to turn it in. The nice lady walked out. She walked around the van. She did an inspection of it. She made sure the gas tank was all the way full of gas. She said, thank you very much, Mr. Hall. She had a little handheld machine. She printed out a receipt. I got on the shuttle bus, and I went back to Orlando Airport, flew home. The next week, I got an email from the car rental company. It said, dear renter, upon return of the rental vehicle, the receiving branch has advised us of new damage documented to the vehicle you had rented. They go on to tell me that there was a 2 to 4 inch scratch on the rear passenger door. Now, here's the problem I have with that. When I turned it in, it didn't have a scratch. She didn't find one. I didn't find one. I don't know if the car wash boy scratched it and didn't want to lose his job or something else happened in the parking lot after I left, but I didn't scratch that vehicle. That I do know. They said, Mr. Hall, you not only need to pay for the damage to the vehicle, you're going to pay the daily rental rate for the next 3 weeks while it's out of the fleet at the body shop being worked on. We're now up to almost $2,000, and they have my American Express being held hostage, and they're going to bill it in the next 24 hours for these damages. Excuse me. I picked up the phone and I called them. I was furious. They said, sorry, Mr. Hall, that's our policy. I don't care what your policy is. I think you're lying. What do you do, though? I'm in Utah, they're in Florida. It costs me more money to get on a plane and fly back there and punch him in the nose. So I picked up the phone frustrated. I just called my law firm. I said, look, here's what's going on. I don't think this is right. My attorney said, not only what they are doing is unethical, it's illegal. Hold on. He then called their corporate office. The very next day, I got a different email. It said, dear renter, we would like to thank you very much for your assistance in clarifying this matter. Based on all given information, we will settle this claim finally without further cause. We wish you good journey with Six. Now, isn't that interesting? Joe Schmo citizen calls, sorry, you're going to pay $2,000. Law firm calls, you know what? Forget the problem ever happened. Can we all just agree right now? You get treated differently when your law firm steps up to the plate on your behalf. Now, that's a big ticket item. Let me show you something a little bit smaller. This is an invoice I got from an internet provider, but I don't get my internet through Digis. I get it through CenturyLink and have for 17 years. Now, this was in the month of February. You can see the previous balance was $0 because I've never been a customer of theirs. But they felt like I used $1.50 worth of internet. I'm not sure how you use $1.50 of internet, but go along with me. So I picked up the phone. I called their 1-800 customer no service line. I argued with somebody in India about $1.50. They said, hold on. They put me on hold for a half hour, got a manager online. He said, you need to pay the bill. I'm not paying it. We'll send you to collections. No, you won't. Yes, we will. Let me talk to your manager. They put me on hold for another half hour, got me another supervisor. Anyhow, four different supervisors. I finally got someone said, as a one-time courtesy, we're going to go ahead and credit this bill. I'm like, thank you. That was the month of February. The next month, in the month of March, you can see previous balance was $1.50. They credited me $1.50, and then they billed me again another $1.50. You can see at the bottom left-hand corner, it says there's a $3 charge for paper statements and a $5 late fee charge if I don't pay the $1.50 that I don't owe in the first place. Now, what would most Americans do? That's right. They would just pay the bill. Legalized extortion happens all the time. But I'm raising my kids in a different world. I don't pay bullies. I picked up the phone. I called my law firm. I told them I was being pushed around by a creditor that I've never done business with, and I don't even know who they are. He said, send me up the invoice, Mr. Hall. I'll take care of this. He fired off a letter to them letting them know Mr. Hall was not going to pay that $1.50. He also goes on to say, you are hereby advised to zero out this bill, cease and desist from any and all communications with Mr. Hall. If you wish to assert that Mr. Hall owes any amount of money, please provide a copy of the contract wherein Mr. Hall requested services and is obligated to pay. If you prefer to litigate this issue, please advise us. Now, how cool is that? That my attorney was willing to go to bat over $1.50. And I'll run into people that say, oh, Dave, you know, your legal thing, that's neat. But what you don't understand is my brother's an attorney. My neighbor's an attorney. I got a friend that's an attorney. I've even heard I go to church with an attorney. And we all know that's a lie. Would you really pick up the phone and call that person and tell them about your $1.50 problem, knowing they are $300 an hour? Of course you wouldn't. So who cares if you know an attorney? We all know attorneys. On top of that, if you receive a moving traffic violation. Now, y'all remember that picture I showed you at the beginning, that beautiful family, not Murph's family, my family, that beautiful family there. I got four of those kids that are on my automobile insurance. Everything from a learner's permit right now up to my 21-year-old at college. They're all on my automobile insurance. But if any one of them receive a moving traffic violation, I simply send it in. And trust me, they've all used it. Okay, they've all used it. I get a good driver's discount from my insurance company because we still have no points collectively as a family. In addition to that, emergency services, because sometimes bad things will happen after hours or on the weekends. And so we can help you out with those things also. We also do your estate planning. So in other words, your will, your living will, your healthcare power of attorney, and financial power of attorney. 80% of the people I run into don't even have these documents in place, but yet they love their family. They go, man, I never want to see my family hurt. And yet they haven't done anything to protect their spouse, their children, their descendants, if something happens to them. It's not a financial decision. And once you have a Legal Shield membership, because we all are going to pass away at some point. Now it's just a common sense decision. And then for those big ticket items like DUIs or criminal charges or contested family issues, 25% discount. You were going to go get an attorney anyway. Now we're just saving you a substantial amount of money. We can also help you out with contingency cases if you're hurt on the job, medical malpractice, or an automobile accident. Now, who's covered? Everybody up to the age of 26 can be covered somewhere on your membership, and physically or mentally challenged children are covered for life. So what would you choose? The old legal system, it works at $300 an hour, but it only works for the wealthy people. Or the new disruptive business model, $24.95 month to month, no contract. Man, ladies and gentlemen, that was such a no-brainer for me. I saw that and was like, oh my gosh, this is the easiest decision I've ever had to make. Is my family worth a dollar a day or not? To me, absolute no-brainer. Now, I'm going to switch gears real quick and talk about our second service that we offer, and that is identity theft protection. Because criminals don't want your wallet or your purse in today's day and age. They want your identity. That's like a digital wallet that can never end. I mean, we not only do privacy management, we do reputation management, financial account monitoring, cyberbullying, unlimited consultation, monitoring alerts. We have $1 million protection policy and full service restoration. We put an app on your phone. It alerts you immediately if anything has happened. So we're watching your credit score. We're watching all three bureaus, Social Security, passport, driver's license, and so much more. If you have credit cards, financial investments, 401k, HSA, checking, savings, we even look at the automobile dealers, buy here, pay here, and pawn shops, furniture rental places, all those places, we're watching those too. We also look for the subprime lending companies that usually fly under the radar for a lot of identity theft companies. We have a $1 million protection policy that a licensed private investigator will come in and do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, to restore your identity to pre-theft status if you or a covered family member are ever a victim of identity theft. So keep in mind, a lot of companies out there cost a lot more than us, and all they do is monitoring of your identity. We not only do the monitoring of your identity, but reputation management, social media privacy and anti-bullying. We do the consultation on how to ever fix everything, and then guidance. And we also give you a reputation score so you can see what your reputation looks like right now out there. That reputation score might tell you, hey, look, you've left a lot of personal information out here on social media that makes it very easy for you to become a victim of identity theft. You might want to clean up this, this, and this. Again, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We'd rather prevent identity theft than to try to fix it after it's already happened. And everyone up to the age of 18 can be covered on your identity theft plan. So if you're like me, I wanted them both for my family. It would be $54.90, $24.95 for the legal plan, $29.95 for the identity theft plan. Again, less than $2 a day for both services. If you're single, no spouse, no kids, we're talking $40.90 a month for both services together. Month to month, no contract. Now, if you're like my family was when we saw this, we had to say, wow, how can we fit that into the budget? Because for us, we were living paycheck to paycheck. But then I saw member perks, and this is amazing. We have contracted with over 400 national corporations that give Legal Shield members discounts you can't find out there. In other words, one of our requirements is if we find your discount that you gave us out there on the web for anybody to get, you're out. This has to be a unique discount for us to offset that cost of the legal plan and identity theft. 400 now and growing every single month. Watch this. I'm just going to show you a few examples. This is a picture of my cell phone bill about a year ago. And you can see that month it was only $400. Now that's what happens when you have six teenagers on your cell phone plan. They think they're on the Wi-Fi, but they're really streaming data. Okay. You can see the month before that it was $776. Guys, with a large family, I just expect my automobile insurance to be higher, my grocery bill to be higher, and my cell phone bill to be higher than the average person because it was my choice to have a large family. And I've been paying this for years. And then all of a sudden, one day, I got an email from our corporate office that says, as a member of Legal Shield, we have a unique discount with a cell phone company. They said, if you'll take all your lines over to T-Mobile, you can get talk, text, and data unlimited, $180 a month. That's taxes and fees, everything. You guys, if that's the only thing I switched, I'm saving $200 to $500 a month just in this one thing alone. So I would have to have at least a Legal Shield membership, $25 a month, to save $200 to $500 on my cell phone bill alone. Guys, I didn't graduate high school, but I did that math in my head. That's a good deal if we just stopped right there. But wait, it gets better. They said another part of the bill for Legal Shield members is you get a $150 gift card for each line that you bring over. Now, how many lines am I bringing over? Six. Six times 150. T-Mobile sent me a prepaid Visa gift card with $900 on it. And I got to the mailbox before my wife did. So I took that credit card and I went straight to Cabela's and destroyed the evidence. My wife still doesn't know that credit card ever showed up at her house, okay? Shh, keep that on the down low. She's in the other room, all right? But wait, it doesn't even end there. That pays for my legal plan for the next 3 years. It's like it's free now. AT&T lost a lot of customers that went to T-Mobile because of that deal. So AT&T ran their own deal. Hey, if you'll come back from T-Mobile, we'll give you $150 credit. I wasn't under a contract. I'd already got my credit card. I'm like, hasta la vista, baby. And we went back to AT&T. I got a $900 credit over there. Took me a few months to burn it up. And then January of this year, T-Mobile said, hey, if you'll come back to T-Mobile, we'll upgrade all the phones to iPhone 11s for free. I got $4,000 worth of cell phones for free because I'm a Legal Shield customer. Again, I can go on and on and on. This is a copy of I took my family to SeaWorld on vacation. It was going to be $837 to get in. But I logged into Legal Shield's website. Same number of tickets, same exact place, same exact day, $545. Again, another $300 savings because I'm a Legal Shield member. Ladies and gentlemen, I save money on groceries. I save money on movie tickets. Save money when I go out to eat, when I travel, entertainment. So many different things. And yet, all I have to do is have a Legal Shield membership to have access to all these discounts. So this is never, what does it cost to be in Legal Shield? The question is, what is it costing you to not be in Legal Shield? That's the real question. So let's talk about how you make money in Legal Shield. It's real simple. It's word of mouth marketing and team building. We personally enroll members. We get overrides when our team enrolls members. Residual income on personal and team overrides. And then other bonuses and incentives. Let's talk about some of those real quick. To qualify to earn a 12-month advanced commission in Legal Shield, you need to go out there and market $100 worth of premium. Up until you market $100 in premium, we're going to pay you a monthly commission. So you market one plan, we pay you $9.17 each month for the next 12 months. But if you just market two combo plans real quick, you're over $100 in premium written. Then we give you advanced commission. So now you're getting $132 on every membership you market. A little bit more work, $154. And you can see you can go all the way up over $300 every time you personally market a membership. But here's what I love is the overrides. So if you're an executive director and you help a new person get started, they go out and market a membership with your help most likely. they're going to start making $9.17 a month until they've marketed a couple of those. But you're going to get 22 plus 22 plus 22 plus 33 plus 44 plus 55. You're going to get about $200 every time they market one membership. How many memberships do you want to help them market? Yes, as many as you can. But then we have bonuses. If you help them get a promotion from associate to senior associate, their first 20 days, you get a $100 bonus. Help them go to manager in their first 45 days, a $750 bonus. And help go senior manager in your first 90 days, a $750 bonus. And when you get that bonus, somebody helped you. And guess what? That person's going to get matching bonuses. Every dollar you get, they get. So you see, we're giving out $1,600 in bonuses to you. We're also giving out $1,600 in bonuses to your sponsor. So what if you go sponsor three people and we help each of them get $1,600 in bonuses? That's $1,600, $4,800 in bonus money on top of your overrides. You see where all of a sudden it can turn into some serious income with just a real small team? Again, to advance $100 in premium and one associate, or just market $180 in premium. But you're going to get not only $220 for marketing two memberships, but you're going to get the $100 bonus, $320 in total commissions. Now, let's say you had a team of just 30 people, not 3,000, not 300, just 30. And they were all busy. So students and retired people and, you know, career-oriented people, they all had jobs, something that kept them occupied. So they could only do this part-time. And let's say they can only market one membership a week. You know, I know some of you do 5, 10 a week, but for this example, one membership a week. There's about 4.5 weeks in a month. Let's just call it five. Five times 30 would be 150. So your team collectively would market about 150 total memberships. Your override on each one of those would be about $55. That would be $8,250 with a part-time team. Imagine if a few of those people decided to go full-time. See, our second year, we made a six-figure income in Legal Shield, and people were like, how on earth did you do that? I said, well, I had about 24 part-time people that were helping me. Okay, that's the power of leveraged income. For each and every new member, you or a member of your team signs up, you get paid a percentage each month when the new member pays their membership fee. And you get that for the life of the membership. I'm still being paid today for memberships me and people on my team marketed 20 years ago, 19 years ago, 18 years ago, and you understand how that goes because that's the power of residual income. We've also been on over 20 all expense paid vacations around the world to exotic locations like Jamaica, Cancun, Cabo San Lucas, the Bahamas, Hawaii, the Dominican Republic, Paradise Island. Oh my gosh, just so many places. Airfare, hotel, food, entertainment, $750 on your room tab. Guys, these are the best vacations you'll ever be on. And you know what you need to do to go on these vacations? Market two or three memberships a month, bring in one or two people a month. That kind of activity is what you consistently need to do. And you go on these vacations. We've also been getting over $500 a month every single month for 20 years. They've paid off over six vehicles for my family. Today, all my vehicles are paid off, so that's now just a fun bonus that comes in every single month. Now, there is a one-time investment to be part of Legal Shield, okay? You would expect that if you had to buy a franchise or a business out there, there would be some type of an investment. That one-time investment is $99. Second best investment in my entire life. First in best investment was the engagement ring, but $99. Let me put this in perspective. When I was in high school, I wanted to go to prom. Here's the problem. To go to prom, you needed to wear a tux, and I didn't own one. Well, you could rent one for about $100. So I spent more than $99 to rent used clothes to go on a date for one night 30 years ago, and she still married somebody else. That's what you call no return on investment. Okay, maybe just a little bit of return, but anyhow, she could have married me, and then she'd be married to a millionaire today, but she didn't. She married some bum. So anyhow, $99 investment. I took the same amount of money that I took to rent used clothes, bought a business, and it's retired my family wealthy. We own our own book of business. It's portable and willable. Even if I'm not alive, it still keeps paying out money. Yeah, that's a whole lot better than what some of us have done with $99 over the last decade. Now, if you own a business, you know that there's going to be other expenses. You know, that's not a secret. You'd need a website, so you're paying for that every month. You need video hosting that explains what your service is, something to manage all your customers, so we're going to call that a CRM tool, and then financial software, Quicken, QuickBooks, something like that. You could easily be paying over $200 a month just to keep your business in business. But we've combined all of those services into one product called Legal Shield Advantage. Less than $20 a month to run my business for me. Do you realize this app tells me when my prospects watch my videos? This app tells me which of my prospects are interested in doing the business. It ranks all of them. This app follows up with people while I'm out on the lake water skiing. It sends reminder emails to my prospects about the membership and the opportunity. I couldn't hire a secretary and pay her $20 an hour and have her figure out what to do that this app does for $20 a month. And by the way, it's absolutely free for the first month for you to try out. Now, it also makes you eligible for all the bonuses and trips. So you definitely always would want to have that. We have a proven track record that is second to none. In fact, my good friend, Mr. Michael Humes, he was a mailman just a few years ago. Today makes over $600,000 a year in Legal Shield. Mr. Aaron Browning has made over $250,000. He's been in about a year and a half. Mr. Self was working retail at the mall, now makes over $1 million a year. In fact, Mr. Crothers was successful. He was wealthy. He had a real estate business that paid him a six-figure income. But today he makes over $2 million and he ain't working the evenings and weekends showing houses. Okay? He owns his own life with residual income. Now, these are very famous people. You're going to hear and see them at conventions and the company promotions and stuff, because they've really done a great job of getting their name out there from the hard work that they've done. Let me show you someone who you probably won't see speak from convention stage. That's just my mom. My mom raised 9 kids from a first marriage, 5 kids from a second marriage. And in her 60s, she finally kicked the last kid out of the nest. And she thought, I'm going to go get a job. Now, she'd never worked her entire life outside the home. So cooking, cleaning, diapers, PTA meetings, great at all that kind of stuff. But that's not a marketable skill. She didn't even know how to send an email to anybody. Now, where do you go when you're in your 60s and you don't have a computer? You don't even know how to send an email and you want to get a job. She was looking at being a greeter at Walmart or a tray picker-upper at McDonald's or something like that. I told my mom about Legal Shield. She said, no, those things don't work. For 10 months, she told me, no, they don't work. But she saw that I didn't quit. So after 10 months, she came back and said, I think I need to take another look at that. Here's the crazy thing. My mom has now followed the system. And my mom makes over $100,000 a year in Legal Shield in her 70s. My mom's already made over $1 million in Legal Shield, but she made every single one of those pennies in her retirement age years. Do you know any retired couples out there that think, I wouldn't mind a little extra income? Yeah. Show me another company that will take a senior citizen with no marketable skills and pay them $1 million and let them work from home. Best part about my mom's story is 100% of her income is willable. And I helped her fill out her will. So I know who her favorite kid is. All right. USA Today, most widely recognized news periodical in the world, said to us, it sounds like healthcare coverage before it turned into a trillion-dollar industry. Trillion-dollar industry, but here's the question. Who's our competition? I'll give you a moment. Pick up the phone and call every law firm in your region and say, I got $25. What will you do for me? So, guys, it's one thing to be a billion-dollar industry. It's another thing to have no competition, nobody in the rearview mirror even chasing us. We already have over 250 ring earners just in the last 3 years alone, over 250 millionaire club members, and we've paid out over $1 billion in the last 10 years. That means we're paying out almost $1 million a day right now in Legal Shield to average people like you and me. Action steps I'm going to encourage you to take if you're seeing this for the first time. First of all, get the membership. Don't take my word for it. Get back with the person that invited you on here. Get the link from them and buy your membership month to month, no contract, okay? If you have the membership, guess what? You're going to slip up and tell someone about it. It's just going to happen. So now you can refer them to me. I'll give you my website here in a second. You can refer them all to me, or you can get paid. Not only get paid, but paid again when they sell one next year, the year after that, the year after that, the year after that, and so on and so forth. We have training classes every day of the week. So you can get trained on how to do this business by a top-rated person in the company. You don't have to wait a week or a month or something like that. You can get trained immediately. And then get paid and promoted. Remember that $100 bonus? Remember that $750 bonus and so on and so forth? Those are available right now. We pay daily. You don't need to wait a year, a month, or something like that. Market a membership today, boom, we put money in your bank account immediately. So, ladies and gentlemen, my part of the presentation is done. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to take about a